This call is being recorded.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light. Feel your breath now as you breathe in the breath of life and you exhale out any tension, stress, negativity, anything that has to do with the 3D illusion that is all around you. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. And as you breathe in the light, and then exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. Exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers. And just for a moment, become aware of all 12 chakras, not just the 7 or even the 8, but all 12 chakras. Where you have the 7 original chakras, and you have the 3 above your head and the 2 below your feet. At this point, the collective consciousness of man only has access or knowing of the 7 chakras. Many do not even know even about those chakras, but yet they are online for them. And the 8th chakra, the soul star chakra, has become reactivated in most of, if not all, of the lightworking community. And the earth star chakra, just below the feet, is also in process now of being reactivated as well. So be aware of all of the chakras, but mostly the 8 chakras and possibly even the 9th, which would be the earth star chakra. And the respective colors of the chakras. And as you visualize those colors, make them real within your mind's eye, utilizing your third eye center. Visualize those chakra centers and the respective colors. And if, as always, if you have problems visualizing, just think it. And it is so. So starting from the first chakra at the base of the spine, red, deep ruby red color. The second chakra moving up, orange. The third, the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow. Fourth, a heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has also become reactivated, magenta. Fifth chakra at the throat area, sky blue. Sixth, the third eye center, in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo, and the 7th chakra, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the 8th, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot or so above the head, brilliant, pure, pristine white color. Now all of the chakras with their respective colors and the vibration within those chakras. Not just the spinning of the chakras, but the vibration itself within those chakras. Feel the vibration within them, corresponding to the colors. Colors have vibration. Feel that vibration. Possibly at the lower chakras, it may be lower vibration, seemingly, and the higher chakras may have a higher vibration, but feel the vibration within the chakra centers. Continue to feel that vibration within the chakra centers now. And be aware of the spinning of the chakras, both clockwise and counterclockwise. And as each chakra spins both ways, clockwise and counterclockwise, clockwise to send energy out from the etheric body, and counterclockwise to draw energy into the etheric body. So the colors, the vibration, the spinning of the chakras, make it all real within your visualization. And know that as you visualize this, it is actually more real than your physical body is. You will come to more and more understand that as your ascension process continues on. For as we have said several times now, your astral and etheric body continues on and on and on. Your physical body expires. So therefore, it is the astral and etheric body that brought on the physical body, that created the physical body. The physical body, of course, at some point will expire. Now put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra in the middle of the forehead, the third eye, and energetically connect the two. Make the heart-mind connection here, connecting the two centers by sending energy up from the high heart center to the third eye, and back down around to the high heart center, forming a vortex of energy. And your conscious knowing self, feel it being pulled into that vortex and exiting right there in the middle of your forehead. So now, as that conscious knowing self, as that point of consciousness within you, looking out through the third eye now, you are in the middle of your forehead now, looking out through the third eye and getting ready to exit out through that third eye as a doorway or a window out into the astral world. This, of course, is a much safer way of exiting the body than it is going out through your solar plexus and third chakra area. Now exit out through and be there in the astral world, standing next to your physical body. Get that sensation, that feeling of seeing your physical body there. Just as when someone passes from their physical body or even has a near-death experience, they often will say that they see their physical body, they saw their physical body, perhaps lying there below them as they began to move up from the physical body. And of course, if it was a near-death experience, they returned to the physical body. Now, once you have that sense, make that astral body now your ideal image, whatever it might be. Whatever your ideal image of yourself would be. Give it that expression. Once you have that, then begin to rise upward in that ideal expression of your astral body. Rise up through the roof of a building, up into the sky, through the clouds, and up above the Earth's atmosphere. And as always, for perspective, turn back around and see your physical body laying way down there or sitting down there. And the Earth, the pristine, beautiful, blue planet Earth. Again, as we see the planet. In the higher vibrational frequencies, in the higher dimension of the fifth and beyond dimension. Then become aware now of the crystalline grid, the Christ consciousness grid that surrounds this planet, that connects all of the various ley lines and power points across the planet. See these points across the planet connected everywhere, connected with the light. See light moving from each point, each power point, or each ley line point across the planet, encircling the planet. Connection of light all across the planet, bringing light everywhere, to every corner of the planet. Every nook and cranny in the planet. Where there is darkness, see light illuminating that darkness now. Now see the ancient crystals, great crystals that are submerged in many places throughout the earth, beginning to rise upward. Right now, they are in their etheric form. But of course, as you continue to rise in vibration, you will meet these crystals in their raising of vibration. For they are already in the fifth dimension. And when you have raised far enough in vibration, you will be able to witness and see them. Just as you did long ago in Lemurian and Atlantean times. These great crystals connecting to this Christ consciousness grid, this crystalline grid. It is not called the crystalline grid by happenstance. It is because at one time these great crystals connected to this grid. And when the Dark Ages came upon the planet, the connection was broken with these crystals. Now to be reconnected once again, as well as what you've heard of, as well as what you've heard of connecting to the great obelisks that are also here on the planet, also not being seen by those that do not have the eyes to see as of yet. Some have witnessed these great objects. They also will be connecting to these great crystals as well. And if you will now, just for a moment, picture that, visualize that within your mind's eye, within your third eye, and see these great obelisks connected to the great crystals everywhere, connecting to this crystalline grid, all bringing light to every part of the planet, and holding that light, anchoring that light forevermore here on this planet, never to be plunged again into the darkness. For once risen, the planet and all those that are ready to rise with her will forever remain in those higher vibrations, in that higher dimensional frequencies, until such a time as one would decide not to, based on need, as you have heard before. So see the connection now, and see those, at the same time, see those waves of energy that have been coming into the planet, bringing higher consciousness, bringing higher vibration to all those that are ready to feel it and experience it. Know that as these waves continue to come in, consciousness has been rising across the planet. Even though it appears not to be so at times, know that those of the dark ones are rising up out of the shadows because they cannot withstand the light. So the light is bringing them forth, bringing them out of the shadows, bringing the truth forward. See, as a result of this now, as consciousness raises across the planet, see people, the collective consciousness of man coming together again, no longer separate from each other, but one with each other, feeling the light within them, knowing the light within them, feeling the energy, Christ consciousness energy within them, Christ vibration. See how love spreads across the planet. And fear completely diminished from that love. Where there is unconditional love, there is no fear. Both cannot exist in the same dimensional frequency. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back, come back to your physical body, but hold that visualization that you had. Hold the energy, hold the love, hold the light as you come back into your physical body and bring it back in with you. And as you enter your body, feel your body filling with that light, with that higher vibrational frequency of love. Feel it coursing through your body now, every part of your physical body, bringing your physical body back to full life, full energy. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. I am here at this time, in this quite opportune time, I will add, as things are rapidly changing, both internally and externally, within all that you are coming to understand in your lives, as things more and more are coming to the surface, as has been said, those in the shadows cannot stand within the light. So they are coming out of those shadows and being shown for what they are, what they represent, as they do not represent love and light. They represent fear and darkness. And attempting to hold on to the unknown, keeping you rather in the unknown, keeping you in the shadows within yourself, but no longer. For it has been destined that the light shall prevail. And the light indeed has prevailed. It is only those small pockets of darkness that still remain. For largely the collective consciousness of man is now enlightened. Not all, of course, but the majority of the population of this world, of this planet, are now within the light. It is only a small percentage that continues to attempt to hold control over the larger population of the planet. Not for much longer. For a great announcement is about to come forward. I've heard this before, and for various reasons, it has been curtailed, held back, postponed, but not for much longer now. When this announcement comes forward, all will be revealed to this yet sleeping population. Whether it awakens them or not is up to their life plan. But I tell you this now, that this great announcement is going to shake many, many across the planet. Not only here in this country, but across the planet, will be shaken out of their doldrums, will be shaken out of their sleepiness. Many will awaken as a result of this. Many that have been wondering and on the fence, you might say, will wonder no longer and will step onto the other side along with you. But yet many will also tend to hold on to everything that they have known, for they will not be ready to relinquish those things that are being brought forth, or relinquish the comfort zone that has held them to keep them from knowing these things as they come forth. As always, continue to trust. Trust in yourselves. Trust in those that work alongside of you. Trust in the great plan. Because it cannot be held back much longer. Forces are at work. The forces of light are at work. and you'll find them as you open up to the possibilities. You'll find them not in the shadows, but more and more in the light of truth, the light of oneness, the light of love. Believe in yourselves, my friends. Believe in who you are. Trust in who you are. Trust that you are the ones that are stepping forth, moving ahead. Because you cannot be held back as a collective much longer. It will not be possible. For the light has won. The plan is set and cannot be undone. Nothing can stop what is coming. Oh, my peace and love be with all of you. I am Sananda, and I love you all deeply, beyond what many of you can even come to understand, as many of you have a strong connection with myself and with all of those that are alongside of me in working in this plan within this planet. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And we are ready for your questions. If you have them, you can unmute your phones now, and we are ready when you are. Please, someone say something, though, so we know you are there.
Hi, this is Lorelei. Can you hear me?
Yes,
wonderful.
We can.
Wonderful. So I'll be the one to say something and also to ask the first question. So my family, my sisters particularly, are very born-again Christian. Now I'm giving you this lowdown so you can understand the question. One sister is very very much aware of the governance shenanigans and that there's dirtiness going on and all of that. She's very much aware of that. But if I try to talk to her about crystals, she shuts down completely. The other sister is in the media, unfortunately, and so she's not aware of all that. But both of these are very good, kind, loving, wonderful people that would, you know, help anybody in need kind of thing. So what I wanted to ask, and they're both very much strong on their Christian, born-again Christian religion thing, how much do people, I mean, how possible for it is a person, like for the ascension, I guess, how much does religion have to be gotten out of the way for people in order for them to be able to ascend? Is it totally going to be in their way, or I don't know if that makes any sense. Can born again Christians and so on?
You are looking at it from your point of view only. You are not looking at it from the point of view of others who have different understandings, different connections, different contracts that they are working through. So do not look at it only through your eyes, but attempt to look at it through theirs. And know that there is not any one right way. There is not any one right religion, or that there is any religion that is right, you see. Because there is no right or wrong here. There just simply is. Anyone that is ready to move on and is ready to move up into the higher vibrations and begins to awaken to those higher vibrations can be a part of this ascension process. Know that we have said many times that there are at least three waves of ascension that will be happening here, not only just one. So there will be much time for those who are in the sleeping population at this point to be able to awaken to their own inner guidance to take them further along here. So it is not for you or anyone else to judge another whether they are ready or not, or will ever be ready or not. It is only for you to step back and observe the process, and within yourself to do everything that you can to bring yourself further along through the ascension process here. Okay, Shoshana?
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we find that many long to connect with their families. Many long to be able to converse in an enlightened way with those that they love. And that is not necessary here, you see. We will say that those that have found God outside of themselves is just one step away from finding God within themselves. They are on the right track, you see. You must let go of wishing for them to see your point of view. And be more acclimated to seeing their point of view, and that will allow them to find the God within. Namaste.
Wonderful. Yes.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can.
Okay. I have a question. Sananda made a reference to connection to us or some of us, and he and also Yeshua have done that in the past. I am not and have never really been an emotional person, but every time the character of Jesus, Yeshua, the historical figure, has come into my awareness through television, you know, various ways, I get like a visceral, emotional, like palpable feeling that I don't get from anything else. And I was wondering, can you tell me if I am connected with him?
We think you already have the answer to that, but have you heard of the 144,000?
Yes. I'm not quite sure what it is. If it's a frequency or something else, I'm not. I've heard various theories on what it exactly is.
But this is what he was alluding to, is that
okay.
The connection with all of you that are on this call are connected in that respect. You are part of that, those ones that came here. You have heard of the conclave. You have heard of the volunteering. Yes. This is why you have all come together on these calls each week here to find the camaraderie and the connection and the light within all of you to come together once again, old souls being drawn together once again. And the connection with Sananda and Yeshua and Mary and Mary Magdalene and Lady Nada and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is very strong with all of you here in various ways. Some maybe more than others, but still you all have that connection here. And that is why you have all been drawn together here. Shoshana, do you have
anything to add here? Does this one wish to ask further?
I was just going to ask, is it possible to ask personal information, if there's anything personal you can tell me?
If it's possible.
Okay.
We can share on this.
Okay.
May we share, dear sister?
Please do.
Dear sister, listen to your physical, mental, and emotional response to this one. It is highly likely that you have a very strong connection as one who serves as given, and that you may have a connection physical in that lifetime that he lived here on this planet.
Okay.
We would say to you, how do you wish to use this connection, dear one? May we ask?
I don't know. I don't know. It just came to my mind when Sananda said that in this channeling, that maybe there is a connection, that because it's so palpable, and I don't have that reaction to anybody else.
Dear one, may we continue?
Please do.
Dear one, you must listen to this response that you are having. It is not a mistake. It is not something out of the blue that just occurs. This is a connection, you see. You must ask yourself, how can I utilize this connection? We know the answer. Do you?
No, I don't.
You, dear one, can use this connection for guidance. You have this connection, you see, and you can simply call upon this one to guide you, to show you, to reveal to you what you need to know that is true for you, what you need to know to become totally conscious of who you are and what your purpose is and how to continue your mission on this planet, you see. This one is making this connection with you like one would wake someone out of a sleep. Hello?
Okay.
I am here for you, dear one. Ask me and I shall give you guidance, you see.
Okay.
This is imperative that those that have these awakenings, these shaking moments, these visceral, as you call it, moments, begin to utilize the connection for the good of all, for the upliftment of mankind, for the upliftment of themselves, for the advancement in consciousness, you see. Do you understand this, dear sister?
Yes, thank you.
This is not a small thing, you see.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
So you must begin now to use this connection for good and for service and for yourself. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
We will share this further here, since this has been brought up, that this one that we speak through, James, before his awakening fully began, he was introduced to a rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, and had the same experiences that you are describing here at that time. This was a long time ago in his life, in his college years here, as we find it. And it was very emotional for him. He would lay there and listen to this rock opera over and over and over, even to the point that he could recite all of the words within it, most of them, rather, and had very much emotional responses from this and did not understand why, but regardless, had those responses, and that was a beginning of an awakening process there for him. And others, we are sure, have also had similar types of experiences when watching various movies and things of this nature and having those same visceral, emotional responses to the connection that they knew within them that they had with this one. That is all we can say on this.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here now?
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question, please.
Yes.
In relation to the meditation that we just had with the crystalline temples, Atlantean Lemurian temples, reminded me of a channeling through Blossom Goodchild where she spoke of these obelisks and that there were six of them on the planet. And I know that there are also man-made obelisks around the planet, one near Boston, one in Washington, London, Cairo, many other places. Are the obelisks that are man-made blocking ley line, important areas of ley line crossings? And if so, can we deactivate that process? Thank you.
That is correct. They are, that was the attempt to block the energies, block the light here energies. And they were successful in doing that for a very long time. But those particular monuments that you are speaking of will be turned over, we will say here, to the light when the time comes here and when the vibrations increase enough to bring this about. So you are correct in the use of the obelisks, but it is the ones that are in the etheric or in the higher vibrational frequencies that we are speaking of here in terms of connecting with these great crystals and the crystalline grid here, you see? Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We will add to this. May we add to this, dear sister?
Yes, thank you.
Dear sister, these man-made obelisks were erected as an attempt to duplicate that which is in the spiritual realm, you see. It is laughable to us that those dark ones thought, oh, we can make our own. We can have the same power by simply creating a physical structure that would have the same power as the great spiritual structures that remain in the etheric realm. They were wrong. And so we can see this, how wrong they were. This is their attempt to have power over all that do not take the spiritual path. This will crumble. This will no longer have power on this beautiful planet. And that which is rising now, that is the true monuments to the spiritual realm, will prevail. Namaste.
Very good, yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question. This is regarding Sananda's message today. Those of us on the call here, the awakened ones, are very aware that there will be announcements coming. He said it was imminent, which rings true. I'm wondering if those of us on the call, those of us of the 144, will be shocked and surprised, or what they're going to announce, or the things they're going to announce, will it be surprising even to us?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. Some of you will be ready for some of this, but not all of it. There are things that are happening even out of your purview at this time that you are not even remotely aware of yet. But then there are other things that you are. But predominantly, those that are that will be very much shocked by much of this information will at first attempt to decline it or to think of it as disinformation and fake news and this kind of thing. But they will come to understand more and more that it is reality. It is those things that have been happening behind the scenes that are now coming forward as the truth. Okay, Shoshana.
We wish to share We wish to ask this one a question. May we ask you a question, dear one?
Of course.
Dear sister, what is it that you wish to know? What is it that you wish to hear in the form of an announcement? What is that?
All the truth, everything that's been going on that they've been keeping from the unawakened ones.
Dear one, the truth resides within. Namaste.
Would this likely be coming from the White Hats and the Trump team or other sources? Can you tell us that?
Dear one, may we continue then?
Yes, please.
The truth of your being, which resides within you, can only hear the truth outside of you to the extent that you know the truth within you, you see. So the source does not matter. It does not matter who springs forth with the truth, because if you are ready to hear it and the truth within your being has been revealed to you, you will hear it. It may come from Zora. We do not know. It could come from anyone, you see. It could come from Kiona, from a way that she moves her bowl, and you will discover something, you see. So you must be prepared, as all must be prepared, to hear the truth from the source which resonates with you and within the truth that you have within you. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, it does.
Namaste.
Yes.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, I know somebody asked a similar question about 2 weeks ago with regards to Nisara and specifically to the global currency reset. And I know you're not a financial advisor, but would it still be prudent to purchase currencies, and will those currencies be, will they increase in value? I'm trying to state this very generally, but, you know, with regards to GCR and the RV, the dinar and all the things that have been going on within the lightworker community over the last couple of years, my question is it still prudent or worthwhile to perhaps purchase some currencies?
Yes and yes. It is worthwhile, and yes, what you already have will come to fruition for you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Shoshana, do you have anything?
We do not.
Very good. Then we are done with the questions here, other than your email questions. Would there be those email questions?
Yes, thank you. The first person is asking, they've been working with Kundalini energy and have now experienced some peripheral nerve issues in their feet and their hands, tingling and burning, and they're asking if it is related.
It is most definitely related, for we have shared this before in terms of working with the Kundalini energy directly and what we call taking heaven by storm. And if you do that, you take a chance here, we will say here, that you are possibly not ready for this. Now, that is not to say that meditation and even working with the Kundalini energy, but doing it safely, can not be very, very beneficial for you. But in order to work with the Kundalini energy, you must have guidance. You must have that one that is an ideal that you are raising up for here and up toward here. So that is something that is missing in some of your yogic types of expressions, as we find it, where the raising of the Kundalini energy is just to do it, not to be consciously aware of what you are doing at the time here. So it can be very dangerous, and it has led to various types of nerve damage because you are working with the central nervous system here and opening up avenues of expression, we will say, that are not quite ready to be opened when you work with this fire within here. So there must be much caution, we will say. Also, to understand, these nerve types of experiences are also a part of the ascension process here and the ascension symptoms that many are experiencing throughout the planet. Not as they are working directly with the Kundalini energy, but as these waves of energy have been coming into the planet and raising their Kundalini without them even knowing it is happening. They are not consciously aware of it. And in that case, it is quite safe that what is occurring, because it is not being done from the ego sense here, but from a higher sense within them. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything?
We do not have anything.
Very good. Then we are done with this question. You have another?
Yes, thank you. The person is from Australia, and they are asking about the lockdown that is currently present in their country. Is it going to get worse? How long is it going to last? And any information you could give them. Thank you.
We will say that it is likely to get worse, as you are saying, before it gets better. But it is going to get better because those that are there in that country have had enough. They will not stand for this oppression much longer here. So as they are able, they will rise up against this, just as you are seeing many across the planet rising up against their controllers as well. So this must happen. The light must come forth and the darkness must recede away. And the darkness is that control we are speaking of here. So light shall prevail, no matter what. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We do not.
Very good. Then we are done with this for the time. Would you have any parting message here?
We do not have a message.
Very good. Then we actually do not have message either. We think that the message that came from Sananda was quite prevalent in terms of what is about to occur here. So we would just say then with that, just be ready here as things begin to heat up quite a bit here. And we would say again that has been said before, enjoy the end of this show or the end of this movie. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.